So I want to first thank God and thank Michael and Jerry for asking me to teach tonight. It really is an honor to share God's word, no matter where you're sitting. So tonight I'm sharing on claiming God's promises, God's word is enough. But first, I want to establish the kind of God we have and why we should listen and take action when he promises something to us. It's kind of hard to say I'm going to claim a promise and take God at his word when you don't really know the kind of God and the word that he's giving you. So, first one is Numbers 23:19. Please. Oh, Chris, he's translating. Hi. He's over there. So Numbers, please, 23. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. So we're establishing the kind of God that we have. Verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? First of all, God is not a liar. But also in this verse, it says that he's not a man. So what does that mean? Men are liars. They, as great as we might be, our words aren't always true. But we're talking about God and God's words, not man's words. So God is not a liar. It's just impossible for him to lie. 1 Corinthians, please. Other side of your Bible. 1 Corinthians. All right. Chapter 10. Can I drink this water? Thanks, Taylor. Chapter 10, verse 13. All right. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way for you to be able to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So God is faithful. And not only is God faithful, when we find ourselves in situations that we probably put ourselves in, that it seems impossible to get out, God will help you get out of it. So he doesn't lie, God is faithful, and when you're in a pickle, God will help you to get out. I don't know how you would translate that, but Psalm 119, verse 160, please. So we're just establishing the kind of God that we have. Psalm 119, verse 160. It says here, you guys are there? Verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. So God's word from the beginning is true, and all of his righteous judgments endure forever. He cannot lie. He is faithful. He will make a way where there is no way. And his word is true from the beginning, and it will endure forever. So that means when we're gone, and should the Lord tarry, his word's still going to stand. His promises will still come to pass because it's God. He cannot lie. Feel like a politician. John chapter 17. It's what Patrick kept writing. Right? Was it 17? No. It was Romans. Romans. Never mind. Sorry. John chapter 17. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God cannot lie. God is faithful. He will make ways where it seems impossible. And God's word is true from the beginning. His righteous judgments will endure forever. And God's word is true. So we're just establishing the credibility of God. Matthew chapter 5. couple of books before. Matthew chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 18. You there? All right. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from thy law, till all be fulfilled. So you know those fancy scripts, and there's like little curves and stuff, a little tittle or a little curve on a word. That's how detailed our God is. Every part of every word in God's word will come to pass. That's our Father. So every part of God will come to pass. If he promises something to you, if he's telling you something in his word, you can guarantee that it's going to come to pass. God cannot lie. 1 John, please. Oh, I don't have 1 John. I left him home. Seriously, it fell out of my Bible. Can you read it? I don't have it. 1 John chapter 4. He's home. Chapter 4, yes, can you? Verses 8 and 9. I meant to pack them up, but I forgot. Yes, please. Okay.
Verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
So we have a God who has integrity. We have a God who doesn't lie. We have a God who is faithful. But if we had a God that did all that and was mean, would that be good? No. We were talking about motivations. God's motivation to do all this stuff for us is because he loves us. So we have a God who doesn't lie and wants to take care of us, but he is love. He's nothing else but love. So let's go to Jeremiah chapter 10. So we've established the kind of God that we have. And he's a really good one. He's a God I can get behind. So the problem when it comes to claiming God's promises is typically me, O Lord. We need to remember that we can't do it on our own. Also, that God isn't like man. His words aren't as flimsy as man's words. He says what he means, and he means what he says. You can't think of God, we can't think of God, as we think of ourselves, because sometimes we say things, and the second it comes out of our mouth, we're just like, oh, I know I can't even, why did I even say that? That's not God at all. So in Jeremiah chapter 10, so God is way better than we are, and his words are so much stronger and so much more reliable. First of all, they are reliable, we're not. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, is a proof of that. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. It's just not in us. As much as we try, it's like us trying to use, I don't know, a plate to pick up dirt when we're sweeping. You can, it might work. It's not the best idea, but for us to direct our own steps, it just doesn't make sense because we're not God. And God knows better than we do. It's just not in us. It's not one of the functions that come with the packaging. Isaiah, please. It's before Jeremiah. Isaiah 55. I got so blessed putting this together because I got to spend a lot of time in the Word. And I think the teachers get more blessed putting these things together because you just spend time in prayer and thinking and just saturating your brain in the word. It's so fun. So Isaiah 55, verse 8. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word is going to work, whether we believe it or not. It's going to accomplish what it needs to accomplish, because God's not a liar and God is faithful. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, please. So our ways are nothing compared to God's ways. It's just not in us to direct our own steps. Our words are not reliable. It says it in the word that God cannot lie because he's not like man. So that means we can. And we're not as reliable as God. 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians, sorry. Chapter 1. I love this verse. Verse 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I don't care how smart you think you might be. You're not smarter than God. You did not create the heavens and the earth. You did not part the Red Sea. You didn't figure out raising Jesus Christ from the dead. You didn't put the stars in heaven. You didn't create the seasons. They work flawlessly. That's God. And you could be really smart, but not compared to God. We're pretty dumb, and that's okay. The quicker we get to that realization, actually, life's a lot easier. Psalm chapter 33, please. Psalm 33, verse 11. It says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. These are the thoughts that are worth thinking, God's word. And I know that I haven't shared any groundbreaking research of a teaching, but that's the point here. When it comes to the word of God, we don't need bells and whistles or new research. This is enough. We don't need to figure things out on our own. It's just not what we can do. It's not what we are able to do. It's just not our function. So if God's word says it, that settles it, period. You know, God's word is true. God figured it all out. It's been true from the beginning. It hasn't been revised for the times now, and it doesn't need to be revised because it's true and it still works. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. So we saw that our God is faithful. We saw the kind of God that we have, and then we saw how we're not that great. And not in a bad way. Seriously, if you realize quickly that we're limited, then you have no other choice but to trust God, and it's easier. So Jeremiah 32, verse 27. 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No. Seriously, if God can figure out the heavens and the earth, if God can figure out the plan of redemption, if God can figure out putting us in a body where all of the parts please him, is anything too hard for God? No, it's not. Jeremiah 29. Isn't that a pretty verse? It's a nice reminder. God's just like, guys, really? No, I got this. We're the ones that get ourselves in a situation where God has to figure out to get us out. So, you know, God can handle it. And he wants us to ask him for help. So Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you. What a beautiful verse. We can pray to God, and he actually hearkens to us. He doesn't just listen and is just like, that's nice. Sorry, I can't really help you. That's quite a pickle. Figure it out on your own. He works. He goes to work for your life once you just go to him. Deuteronomy chapter 20. I didn't even look at the time. Sorry. So yeah, we just have to realize and put God in his proper place. And just, when it comes to claiming God's promises, it's really just admitting and believing what God's word says and getting over yourself. Because we don't really know much. We all are flawed humans. But when we come to realize that God is God, he's powerful, he works, he forgives us, and you see our limitations and you see that God's just, he has endless resources to take care of us, and he doesn't care what problem you get into, that he's going to get you out. It's very easy because we just aren't that great. What did I say? Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. Oh, this one's also pretty. For the Lord our God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against the enemy to save you. God fights for you. So God is not a liar. God is faithful. God will always make a way where there is no way. God's righteous judgments endure forever. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth. And God fights for us. Nope, this goes over here. Now, you saw the kind of God that we have. You saw the limitations that we have. It's just not our function to direct our own steps. It's really, honestly, just a waste of time. We just run in circles until we run back to where we should have gone to the first place. But now we're going to look at three promises. And I know that these might be promises that you know, and these might be promises you don't know. Either way, it's three promises that you can have in your back pocket. It's something that you just have now. And if you didn't know, now you do. So Philippians chapter 4. And there are only three. So that's not it. There's a lot more. But I can't sit here and tell you them all. I wish I could. That would be fun to do. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to the riches of... But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God will meet all of your needs. Michael Liu might need a new job, right? Becky might need a new home. Lewis might need a mended heart. Martin might need a friend. Are those all needs? God can meet them all. It doesn't matter to God if it's a new heart, a broken back, loneliness, whatever it is, God will meet all of your needs. And we should expect him to meet all of our needs. Ephesians chapter 3. Where am I going? Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 20. I tell this to my fellowship a lot whenever I get to teach, is I dare you to believe this verse. 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So not only does he meet our needs, exceeding abundantly above is what he does for us. First Peter, please. First Peter. So these are just three promises, three things to hold on to. But honestly, it covers everything. Every single one of your needs, every minute that you have a need, it gets met for the rest of your life. You can just be peaceful knowing that your needs will be met. You don't have to freak out. Believers should be peaceful. They have a God at their disposal who loves them. God loves us. He wants to take care of us. He wants to answer our prayers. He actually is looking up and down the earth to see who he could bless. That's our God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Bob mentioned this one when he taught. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. We are healed. Whatever situation, physical, whatever, God can take care of that. So for a second, please, look at me real quick. We're here to hear the word of God, correct? And I mean, the cookies, the snacks, all that, the fellowship is wonderful. But we aren't here just for that. We're here because we want to hear the word of God. Now, I want you to take a second, and I want you to think about that one thing that's been bothering you, that's been eating at you, the pit that you get in your gut when you think about this situation. That thing that you're really embarrassed about that you still have bothering you in your life. Very bizarre to ask you to do this, but think about that situation, honestly. Now think about the three promises that I gave you. God's able to meet your need, whatever that situation is for you. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. If you need to get healed, we just saw that God could heal us, correct? So those situations, it may not be fun to think about, but think about it as it's a done deal because we have three promises and it is a done deal because God is faithful. Now, we know that God meets our needs and that we know that God does exceeding abundantly above. Now we have to get to the point that we just had enough and we claim these promises in our lives. If these are the only three verses, the only three promises that we ever believed, what a life. What great things we can see in our lives. It's just such deliverance that we can see. It's beautiful. Sorry. Okay, now let's go. I'm thinking about my own thing, but sometimes I think we think that we're unfixable, we're unlovable, that our past dictates our outcome. Hell no, it does not. Stop that thinking now. We decide to go to God and say, I'm screwed up, Father. Please help me. God, I've been sick for years. Please heal me. God, I really hurt a lot of people. Please forgive me. And also, we also need to forgive people too. You know, we're at the greatest place in the world right now. We're surrounded with people who love us. We've been taught God's word on a silver platter. If you need to get prayed for, get prayed for. If you need to find out what the word of God says about your specific situation, get the help that you need. If you need to get healed, get healed. God's promises work every single time we decide to believe them. You don't need to know a lot. You just need to believe what you do know. And we know three things, three promises that cover a lot. God meets your needs. God does exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. What is it that you need in your life? This is the time to get it done because we're with believers. It's amazing what God can do when we decide to believe his word. The time to get it done is now because God got you. So an example for me, I can't remember what month it was, but I was pregnant with my son, my first child, second trimester, I believe. And I was at work and I went to the bathroom and I was bleeding. So that's not a good sign when you're pregnant. So I called my doctor and I was just like, I let my doctor know my situation. I was just like, I'm bleeding. She sounded a little concerned and she said, come in right now. And I was like, all right, cool. I don't even know if I called you, but I really don't. I don't know if I called my husband. But what I do know I did was I went into the bathroom at work. I went into a stall. I grabbed my belly and I prayed. And I said, I just was like, hell no, not today. I know that God loves me and I know that God loves my baby. And I was just not going to accept anything less than my baby going to be okay. And I was fine. But I had nobody else around me. And I needed to take God's word and pray for myself and believe God's word. My son's 14 years old and he's fine. But there are moments and time in our life where we need to have the balls to claim what the word of God says. It's enough with waiting. I understand that things can be hard and I understand that our situations aren't always easy, but it's not about us, it's about God and his power. So we're at the greatest place right now. Why not get healed? Why not get delivered? Why not sit down with someone and open the word and say, what does it say about my situation? Because God can handle it. He's not embarrassed to help you. You know, God wants to take care of us. I would never expect to be where I am now if it wasn't for God. I got to see, and I still get to see, God's word come to pass time and time and time again. And that's the only reason I'm here, is because it is about God, and it is about his word. And when I claim his promises, they come to pass. And it's not about how smart or how much I know, it's just believing the word that I do know. And all of us can do that. I'm here, I'm alive, I'm healthy, I've been married for 17 years, and I have 3 great kids, a little crazy, but they're great. But that's not that I'm so great, it's just that God's so great. Dare to believe God and dare to see his promises come to pass in your life. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. I wasn't raised in the word, I had a crappy life. And once I got to taste the word of God, the hell am I going back to? The world? To figure out my life on my own, to be able to not sleep, to be sick all the time, to be unpeaceful and unsettled. We have the greatest life possible because we have the greatest God possible. And he's true and he's real. This isn't just a social event. It's a place where if you believe God's word, you'll see signs, miracles, and wonders. It's real. 2 Peter, please, chapter 1. So don't mess around. Get what you need. Stephanie Shum said it this morning. Jerry said it yesterday. And it needs to get done. And it needs to get done now. Because God wants the best for you. I'm not bossing you around, but I am. 2 Peter chapter 1, please. Verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We have everything that we need. God's word covers it all. There's no situation that you're going to stump God in at all. It really just get what you need. Get your help. And we're going to close here in Romans, please. So find out what the word says about your situation if you don't know. And claim those 3 promises that I shared with you. You don't need to know a lot. Just stake your life on what you do know now. God meets every single one of your needs all the time, no matter what. You can never wear God out. He does exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And you are healed because it's available. All you have to do is claim it. You may feel like crap, but does your feelings mean what the word says? No, the word of God is true. So, Romans, I'm not there. Sorry, I got a little excited here. Acts, Romans. Well, you should get excited. I mean, what the hell are we here for? It's for the word. It's true. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Find out what the word says. Go over it and over it and over it and over it. until you get to the point of believing God's word. Accept what the word says. God's word is enough, and God will never fail you. Get what you need. The time is now. I love you.